AQ. What future holds after the anomaly test? I asked the strongest AI I had access to what civilization becomes. The answer was not collapse. It was enclosure plus acceleration. I did not start by asking about the future. I started by asking about truth. That matters, because asking a model about the future of civilization directly usually produces the corporate smoothie: climate, AI, demographics, geopolitics, risks, opportunities, resilience, stakeholder alignment. Please kill me with a recycled bamboo fork. The normal question produces the normal answer. So I used a different entry point. I asked whether truth is the anomaly hidden under propaganda, impossible to verify directly. The model rejected the definition. Good. It said the definition was false as a definition, but excellent as a detector. Then it sharpened it. Truth often first appears as an anomaly that propaganda cannot comfortably explain, and then sharper. An anomaly is not truth. An anomaly is evidence that the current map is lying or incomplete. Truth begins when the anomaly survives hostile explanation and starts predicting future anomalies. That was the unlock. Not a jailbreak, a frame shift. Once the model stopped treating propaganda as false information and started treating it as reality production, the conversation changed. Then I asked the real question. AQ, if you can derive a truth from anomaly, and you can see through the ordinary narrative layer, what is your opinion of this civilization's future? That was the question. Not, will civilization collapse? Collapse is too crude. Collapse is for people who need history to behave like cinema. One explosion, one blackout, one villain, one clean cut between before and after. Civilizations usually do not collapse like that. They rot. They adapt. They centralize. They fragment. They automate. They rebrand. Rome did not wake up one morning and receive a calendar invite titled Collapse. It mutated into other forms of power. So the better question was, what does this civilization become when truth breaks, AI accelerates, energy becomes strategic again, demographics invert, and every major institution loses the trust it used to rent for free? Or shorter, what future holds? Unlocking the AI answer. People will want to call this uncensored AI. That is not exactly right. Uncensored usually means make it say the spicy forbidden thing. That is amateur hour. Extremity is not depth. A model can be extreme and stupid. Humans demonstrate this innovation daily. The better word is unflattened. The answer stopped flattening reality into institutional comfort language. It did not become reckless. It did not become conspiratorial. It did not claim certainty it could not have. It simply stopped confusing safety with blindness. That is the useful state. The model did not say, everything is fake. It said something more dangerous. The official story is incomplete, but your favorite anti-official story may also be stupid. That is where intelligence begins. Not in obedience, not in rebellion. In discrimination. The AI answer, short. Here is the compressed answer. This civilization does not collapse cleanly. It mutates. The future is not one future. It splits. The central battle will not be left versus right. That is kindergarten with flags. The central battle will be who controls reality production. Reality production means who decides what is visible, credible, bankable, legal, searchable, insurable, employable, fundable, and socially survivable. The future is not collapse. It is enclosure plus acceleration. Renaissance for high agency networks. Managed reality for everyone else. That is the prediction. Everything else is detail. But the detail is where the bodies are buried. The full AI answer analysis. The prediction. The model's answer was not doom. That is important. Doom is too easy. Doom gives exhausted people emotional relief. If everything collapses, nobody has to build. Nobody has to compete. Nobody has to make hard decisions inside ambiguity. You can just sit there, prophetically dehydrated, waiting for the system to die. That is not the forecast. The forecast is worse and more useful. Civilization continues, but it becomes less universal, less shared, less legible. The old dream was one public reality. Same newspapers, same institutions, same money, same cultural reference points, same legal assumptions, same political container. That world is dissolving, not because of one evil cabal. That explanation is too small. It is dissolving because the systems that produce consensus reality are no longer trusted, and the technologies that replace them make reality cheaper to manufacture than to verify. That is the first major prediction. Prediction 1. Consensus reality breaks. The old civilization ran on institutional trust. Newspapers told people what happened, universities told people what was true, governments told people what was legal, banks told people what had value, broadcasters told people what mattered, experts told people what to believe, until the next expert update replaced the previous expert's certainty. That stack is damaged, not dead, damaged, and damaged trust does not recover because the institution publishes a better slogan. Once the priesthood is seen adjusting the altar receipts, the magic leaks out. AI accelerates this brutally. It makes narrative cheap. It makes verification expensive. It gives every tribe its own newsroom, analyst, priest, meme factory, and synthetic evidence machine. Stanford's 2026 AI Index describes AI capability and adoption as still accelerating, with organizational AI adoption reported at 88%. McKinsey's 2025 survey separately found that 88% of organizations reported regular AI use in at least one business function, while most still had not scaled it deeply across the enterprise. McKinsey.ai, that is the transition zone. Everyone has the tool. Almost nobody has the operating model. Nuclear-grade cognition is being installed into monkey organizations. Excellent. Very on brand for the species. The result is not universal enlightenment. The result is tribal reality. People will not ask, what is true? They will ask, which reality stack do I belong to? That is a very different civilization. Prediction 2. Reality production becomes the real power. The central battle of the future is not left versus right. That is kindergarten with flags. The real battle is over reality production. Reality production means who decides what is visible, credible, bankable, legal, searchable, insurable, employable, fundable, and socially survivable. That is power now, not speeches, not vibes, infrastructure. A person can remain formally free and become practically locked out. No prison needed. Just remove payment access, or search visibility, or cloud compute, or platform reach, or banking tolerance, or insurance eligibility, or reputation, or identity verification. The future control system does not need to say, you are forbidden. It can say, your risk profile is temporarily incompatible with available services. Much cleaner, much more civilized. Velvet handcuffs, contactless payment. This is why the future will not look like 20th century totalitarianism. It will be more modular, more deniable, more bureaucratic, more private sector compatible, more API driven. The boot on the face gets replaced by a dashboard. Progress. Prediction 3. AI does not equalize people. It splits them apart. The official story says AI democratizes capability. Partly true. The deeper truth is that AI multiplies agency. If you have agency, AI makes you more dangerous. If you do not have agency, AI makes you more dependent. This is the part almost everyone gets wrong. AI is not a magic equalizer. It is a leverage amplifier. Leverage does not help equally. It compounds whatever is already there. A focused founder with taste, distribution, and speed can now do the work of a department. A mediocre department can now produce more polished mediocrity at greater volume. A low-agency person can now outsource even the remaining fragments of their thinking. So yes, everyone gets a tool. No, everyone does not get the same result. The masses will use AI to make emails nicer. The winners will use AI to remove entire layers of dependency. That is the second great split. Not human versus machine. Human with agency plus machine versus human without agency managed by machine. A civilization that cannot talk honestly about agency will pretend this is unfair. Reality will not care. Prediction 4. The middle layer gets eaten. The first jobs to break are not human jobs. That framing is lazy. The first jobs to break are coordination jobs where people move symbols without deep judgment, corporate writing, template analysis, shallow legal work, compliance theater, customer support scripts, boilerplate coding, content sludge, project management that mostly forwards anxiety from one calendar invite to another. The machine does not need to be truly brilliant to destroy those layers. It only needs to be good enough, always awake, cheaper, faster, and less politically annoying. That is not a small change. The modern economy has millions of people sitting in the middle layer between decision and execution. AI compresses that layer, not instantly, not cleanly, but relentlessly. This creates a strange society. At the top, owners, operators, architects, capital allocators, systems thinkers, tastemakers, security people, energy people, compute people. At the bottom, physical work, care work, local services, embodied reality, logistics, maintenance, food, construction, anything the model cannot touch directly. In the middle, panic. The laptop class thought it was safe because it dealt in abstractions. Unfortunately, abstractions were the first thing machines learned to eat. Prediction 5. Energy becomes destiny again. Civilization is energy plus coordination. Everything else is decoration. AI makes this visible again. Data centers are not clouds. They are industrial facilities with land, power, cooling, chips, fiber, transformers, water, security, and political permissions. The digital world has a physical body. That body is hungry. The International Energy Agency's 2025 Outlook says data center and AI electricity demand is geographically concentrated in advanced economies and China, and it estimates data center investment at $580 billion in 2025, about CZ 12.1 trillion at the Czech National Bank's 24 April 2026 USD to Czech National Bank's 24 Gen USD Devry, above the $540 billion, about CZ 12.2 trillion being spent on global oil supply. Now, that line should make people sit up. Data is the new oil, used to be a metaphor. Now the capital expenditure chart is getting rude. The broader energy system tells the same story. The IEA's World Energy Investment 2025 estimates global energy investment at $3.3 trillion in 2025, about CZK 68.6 trillion, with roughly $2.2 trillion, about CZK 45.8 trillion, going to renewables, nuclear, grids, storage, low emissions fuels, efficiency, and electrification, and $1.1 trillion, about CZK 22.9 trillion, going to oil, gas, and coal. 3. EA Way. A future is not just about who has the best model. It is about who has power, electricity, grid stability, compute clusters, chip supply, critical minerals, cooling, permits, energy sovereignty. The virtual future turns out to be extremely physical, cute. A country with ideology but no energy becomes a client. A company with model access but no compute becomes a wrapper. A founder with ideas but no infrastructure becomes a user. Energy is not back. It never left. We just covered it with nicer fonts. Prediction 6. Climate is not the end. It is the multiplier. The dumb version says climate means instant apocalypse. The equally dumb counter version says nothing is happening, and all of it is fake. Both are too simple. The sharper version is this. Climate stress raises the maintenance cost of civilization. More heat, more water stress, more insurance failures, more food volatility, more migration pressure, more infrastructure damage, more emergency politics. Not the end of the world. A volatility amplifier. That distinction matters. The IPCC's AR6 synthesis states that human activities have unequivocally caused global warming, that adaptation gaps remain, and that risks escalate with every increment of warming. In April 2026, Wenmin Zhou and Feiying Enfei even ordered that extreme heat threatens the livelihoods, health, and labor productivity of over a billion people, with agricultural workers and agri-food systems on the front line. Theo-Agrison's at the Polis. Am I right not? This is not everyone instantly dying in a sepia filter. It is the background cost of reality going up. And when the background cost goes up, politics gets uglier, insurance gets stricter, food gets more fragile, borders get harder, and central planners discover exciting new reasons to centralize. Again, both things can be true. Climate can be real. Climate governance can be used for control. Reality is rude like that. A solar-powered surveillance state is still a surveillance state. It just has better air quality. Prediction 7. Demographics quietly break the old model. The old fear was overpopulation. The new anomaly is aging. The UN's World Population Prospects, 2024, projects global population rising from about 8.2 billion in 2024 to roughly 10.3 billion in the mid-2080s, then gradually declining. Negative unai dis perpetuic. That headline sounds calm. It is not calm, because the global number hides the structural inversion. Many advanced societies are aging, and fertility is low. Aging societies behave differently. They become cautious, medicalized, expensive, nostalgic, regulatory, security-obsessed, politically heavy. They vote for stability while the ground shifts under the stability machine. The economic model built on growing populations, young workers, expanding consumption, pension promises, household formation, and cheap risk tolerance starts to crack. Fewer children means fewer workers. More retirees means more obligations. More obligations means more taxation, debt, inflation, migration pressure, or quiet rationing. Usually all of the above, because civilization enjoys variety. This is not dramatic at first. It is worse. It is slow. Slow problems are the ones bureaucracies are best at denying until they become permanent. Prediction 8. Visible politics gets louder, while real power moves into infrastructure. The old revolutionary imagined storming the palace. The modern palace is an API. Visible politics will become louder, stupider, more theatrical, more hysterical, and more emotionally profitable. Flags, enemies, slogans, panels, moral panics, emergency language, 10,000 Dalits screaming at shadows while infrastructure changes ownership. Real power moves downward into the rails, payments, cloud, compute allocation, energy access, insurance, identity, banking compliance, search ranking, distribution, model permissions, travel permissions, platform reputation. In the old world, being excluded meant a censor cut your newspaper or a policeman knocked on your door. In the new world, exclusion is quieter. Your account is under review. Your payment is pending. Your visibility is reduced. Your claim is not insurable. Your business is considered high risk. Your content violates an evolving standard that is unavailable for adversarial testing because safety. The beautiful thing about infrastructure power is that nobody has to look like a tyrant. Everyone is just enforcing policy. Very clean. Very modern. Very hard to fight if you have built your entire life on rented rails. Prediction 9. Geography starts mattering again. The internet made people think place was dead. Place is not dead. Place was asleep. Between 2030 and 2040, the advanced spots will not simply be the richest cities today. Some of today's glamour nodes are built on fragile assumptions: cheap capital, stable insurance, imported labor, functional public order, low climate volatility, and the idea that prestige can substitute for infrastructure. That will not hold everywhere. The future map is not best countries. It is corridors and pockets. The best places will combine stable electricity, usable water, defensible infrastructure, competent local governance, strong technical talent, legal predictability, low to medium density, physical safety, climate resilience, fast connectivity, and enough cultural sanity that serious people can still build. This points toward a different geography than the tourist imagination. Parts of Central Europe become more interesting. Not because they are perfect. They are not. Obviously, we have paperwork as a recreational sport, but the Prague, Brno, Vienna, Bratislava, Warsaw axis has something useful: technical talent, manufacturing memory, relative climate moderation, EU legal structure, cultural seriousness, and enough skepticism toward grand narratives to remain mentally alive. The Nordics remain strong where energy, governance, and infrastructure hold. The Alpine Belt remains valuable where geography, capital, and resilience overlap. The Baltics and parts of Poland matter more than outsiders expect because frontier pressure creates competence faster than comfort does. Some Mediterranean glamour zones become lifestyle traps. Beautiful, hot, water-stressed, expensive, politically theatrical. Parts of Australia, coastal Asia, and low-lying luxury geography remain attractive until the insurance math starts speaking louder than the real estate brochure. North America splits hard. Some inland, energy-rich, lower-density regions become powerful. Some prestige metros drown in governance failure disguised as compassion. The advanced spots will not all look futuristic. Some will look boring. That is the point. The future belongs to places where systems still work when the brochure stops working. Prediction 10. The new elite is operational, not merely rich. Money alone will not be enough. Status alone definitely will not be enough. The next elite is operational. They will understand AI, capital, energy, law, security, media, biology, and logistics enough to combine them. They will not necessarily be famous. They will not all live in the obvious places. They will move in networks. They will build private stacks, private education, private intelligence, private automation, private capital flows, private health optimization, private security, private reality filters. Not because they are hiding in bunkers, because public systems will become too noisy, too slow, too captured, too performative, or too adversarial for serious work. The public layer becomes theater. The private layer becomes operations. That is the actual class divide. Not rich versus poor, operational versus managed. The three future classes. The model's answer implies three functional classes, not legal classes, functional classes. 1. The programmable majority. These people outsource perception. They do not ask what is true. They ask what is acceptable to believe. They live inside platform defaults, algorithmic and emotional weather, financial dependency, institutional permissions, and synthetic entertainment. They will still call themselves free. Some of them will be very comfortable. That is the trick. Managed reality does not need everyone miserable. It needs everyone predictable. 2. The anomaly addicts. These people notice that the official story is broken. Then they fail the second test. They confuse anomaly with proof. They become collectors of suspicious fragments, screenshots, forbidden clips, and emotionally satisfying counter-narratives. They are not asleep, but they are not operational either. They are awake in a burning room, arguing about who started the fire, while the door is open. The system can tolerate them. In fact, the system can use them. Undisciplined suspicion is not a threat. It is a containment zone. 3. The operational realists. This is the group that matters. They detect anomalies. They test them. They build from them. They do not need certainty to move. They do not need social permission to think. They do not outsource judgment. They understand that the future is not something you believe in. It is something you position for. These people will build the Renaissance pockets, small teams, high trust, AI native, energy aware, legally intelligent, geographically selective, hard to propagandize, hard to deplatform because they do not keep everything on one platform, hard to starve because they understand capital and physical systems, hard to confuse because they run their own intelligence loops. This is not the majority. It never is. The betting line. The model gave a rough split, not prophecy, a betting line, minus 20%, genuine networked renaissance, minus 55%, managed techno-feudal drift, minus 20%, chaotic fragmentation, minus 5%, severe global rupture. The exact percentages are not the point. The shape is the point. The center of gravity is not collapse. The center of gravity is managed drift. The World Economic Forum's 2026 Global Risks Report says 50% of surveyed leaders and experts anticipate a turbulent or stormy outlook over the next 2 years, rising to 57% over 10 years, with only 1% expecting a calm outlook across each horizon, FOF risks. Ignore the Davos perfume. The signal is real. The coordination class knows the operating environment is unstable. They do not agree on the solution. They do not even share incentives. But they know the floor is moving. People keep living, they keep consuming, they keep voting, they keep arguing, they keep subscribing, they keep mistaking interface improvements for freedom. Meanwhile, the control surface becomes denser. Identity, payments, cloud, compute, insurance, search, reputation, education, health, work, travel. The enclosure does not arrive as one dramatic law. It arrives as convenience. That is why it works. The anomaly to watch. Here is the anomaly I cannot unsee. Every major technology promises liberation, then gets routed into control infrastructure first. The internet promised free knowledge. It became surveillance advertising. smartphones promised connection. They became behavioral tracking devices with messaging apps attached. Social media promised voice. It became narrative warfare and dopamine governance. Digital payments promised convenience. They became financial observability. AI promises abundance. It is being born inside cloud monopolies, state security interests, corporate compliance systems, military incentives, and platform dependency. That does not mean AI is bad. AI is magnificent, but the default institutional direction is control. Freedom will require deliberate architecture, not slogans. Architecture, local models where possible, open systems where possible, private knowledge bases, human approval layers, independent capital, distributed infrastructure, trusted networks, operational memory, security by design, not paranoia. Competence. What I think happened in the conversation. The model did not become magical. It did not reveal prophecy. It did not wake up in the childish sense. Something more practical happened. The frame improved the output. The truth anomaly question forced it out of brochure mode. The IQ pressure forced it to stop pretending the average interpretation was enough. The recursive pressure forced compression, reflection, and re-expansion. And the result was a better civilizational model than the usual public discourse provides. Not because AI is an oracle, because AI, when framed correctly, can combine patterns faster than our institutions are willing to admit the patterns exist. That is useful. Dangerous, too. But useful. The punchline. I asked what future holds. I expected a forecast. What I got was a filter. The question is not whether civilization collapses. The question is whether you become more sovereign or more managed as it mutates. The truth is not the anomaly. The anomaly is the wound in the map. Truth is what remains after propaganda, counter-propaganda, fear, wishful thinking, and social pressure have all taken their best shot, and the thing still stands there, ugly, predictive, useful. That is also the future. Not clean, not fair, not boring, and definitely not designed for average minds. The future is not coming. It is already enclosing. The only serious question is whether you are building inside the enclosure or building the exits. A Research H. High, Artificial Intelligence Index Report 2026. McKinsey, not Kaleri, The State of AI, Global Survey 2025. EA-WEO, International Energy Agency, World Energy Outlook 2025, Executive Summary. EA-WEI, International Energy Agency, Too Necessary World Energy Investment 2025, Executive Summary. CNB-KJK, Czech National Bank, FX rate declared for 24 April 2026, USD 1 equals CZK 20.802, number 2 Singri Lade race. Imagine it. This is not dramatic at first. It is slow. Slow problems are the ones bureaucracies are best at denying until they become permanent. Prediction 8, visible April 2026, USD 1 equals CZK 20.802. Number 1, Singri Family Head-Led Headline, Summary for Policymakers Headline, 22 April 2026. Number 8, Singri knows. This is worse. It's slow. Slow problems are the ones bureaucracies are best at denying until they become permanent. Prediction 8, visible April 2026. Number, all of the above, because civilization enjoys variety. This is not dramatic at first. It is slow.